Kathy Rafer.
Yes, Kristen?
You know, I don't know about this last weekend's big movie opening. Saw 3D,
yeah.
Do you have anything to say about that?
You know, all I will say is that on Friday morning, and this was because of work, they didn't screen the movie for critics ahead of time. So on Friday morning, I had to go see it in a regular theater so that I could write a review. So at 10:15 a.m., I found myself in the AMC on 34th Street and 8th Avenue saying these words, "One for Saw 3D, please." And I was in the theater with, you know, two or three other people. And I just thought, well, I know what I'm doing here. What are you doing here? Why are you here watching this horrible film? 10:15 a.m. This is how you want to start your weekend, watching a woman being sawed in half. And because it's in 3D, of course, they're throwing her entrails at you. But I got to tell you, there's just not much more to say than that.
Well, I have an idea then.
All right.
What about, you know, it's the first day of November.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about holiday movies?
Let's talk about holiday movies. A much more enjoyable subject.
But before we do that, let me introduce myself. This is Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway Producer.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
Excellent. We are ready to talk about holiday movies.
Are you excited?
I'm super excited because I think you know, Rafer, the holidays and movies are two of my favorite things in the whole world.
Yes.
And every Thanksgiving and every Christmas, I see a double feature.
Is that right? Oh,
yes,
good for you.
Every Thanksgiving and every Christmas, I see a double feature.
All right.
And I spend weeks planning in advance what those movies will be. Just as an example, last year I did the Braniston Smackdown, which was Jennifer Aniston's Marley and Me back-to-back Benjamin Button, starring Brad Pitt.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's really good.
So I really plan it out. Frequently there's a theme. But I'm still figuring out what the double feature is going to be for this year. But I do have a top five list of movies I'm looking forward to.
All right.
I brought my top five list with me today.
As did I.
Excellent.
Who starts?
You start. Yes,
okay.
You start.
Number one on my list, and some of this is a little unfair because I've seen a couple of these movies already at film festival. But
okay,
I want to say that I'm looking forward to seeing these movies come out, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how they do and to seeing how people respond to them. But my number one would be Barney's Version with Paul Giamatti. Do you know it?
No.
It hasn't gotten a lot of publicity. It's really been flying under the radar. But it's based on a Mordecai Richler novel. I've never read anything by him. But it's called Barney's Version. Paul Giamatti plays the central character, and there's no real plot. I mean, there's a narrative.
This sounds awful.
No, it's fantastic. I have to say, I was at the Hamptons Film Festival a while back, and this was the best film I saw at the festival. I thought it was terrific. It feels like a film from the golden age of the 70s. It's just sort of one man's life unfolding on screen, which you never see in the movies anymore. You know, everything's got to have a plot and some kind of, you know, thriller or some sort of shtick, you know, something that no one can ever just have a movie where someone's just existing on the screen, doing things, going through, you know, heartbreak and triumph and failure and whatever. It's got Giamatti. It's got Rosamund Pike. Do you remember her from An Education? She played the spacey girlfriend.
Yeah, she was great.
She's great in this. Minnie Driver and Dustin Hoffman. Scott Speedman is in it. Great movie. And I would no one's paying me to say this, but I would really encourage people to go see it. I think it's really good. And I feel like it's the kind of movie that deserves to find its audience. That's my number one.
It sounds like a very smart film.
It is.
Which just naturally segues into my first choice for what I'm looking forward to, Burlesque.
Burlesque, of course.
Also, a very smart film with no plot. I have not seen it.
That one may have a chance of doing better at the box office, actually, than Barney's Version.
I think it will. Yes. I mean, it's Christina Aguilera. It's Cher. It's the time-tested plot of a young upstart who's trying to become a star
right.
stripper, I believe.
A star. Well, is she becoming a stripper or just a burlesque dancer?
Burlesque is just a fancy way of saying you're a stripper.
I know.
Stripper with a sense of humor and a little bit of
artistry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better costumes. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
And I love Cher. I'll watch Cher do just about anything.
Yes.
I would watch Cher wash the dishes. I love Cher. She's great. So
me too.
I'm really looking forward to Burlesque. Obviously a very different choice.
Your
first choice movie.
But I have to say I'm kind of looking forward to that one too.
Because
it just seems so you know, it's difficult to tell what it's going for in the trailers. Is it trying to be Coyote Ugly? Is it trying to be Moulin Rouge?
It might be trying to be All About Eve.
Oh, All About Eve.
I don't know. I feel like there might be an All About Eve thing. I was watching one preview and I thought, this is kind of like, I'm helping you, but I resent you and you better not take over my spot.
Right.
Or I could be totally wrong. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's very Moulin Rouge. Maybe it's Chicago.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, though, right? It's hard to tell what's happening in that. Anyway, but I agree. I'm looking forward to that one as well. All right. So my number two, again, this is one I've seen, but I'm very excited to see what people think of it, is Black Swan. Darren Aronofsky's
another dance movie.
Right. Oh, this is high art. This is the ballet.
Ray, for you and I are two very different people.
Yeah, so far. But you never know. I feel that we've got to have some crossover on our lists here.
Okay,
but,
all right.
But Black Swan, it's the new horror thriller chiller with Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis, and they're these competitive ballerinas.
Stay away from them. Yeah, those competitive ballerinas, you don't know what they'll do.
Definitely stay away from them. it's really, I think I loved the movie because it was so freaky and unusual and different. There's a lot of weird subliminal imagery and subliminal sound running through the movie that's very disconcerting and creepy. The storyline itself, there's not a lot to talk about necessarily, but just as a movie-making experience, I found it really fun and hilarious and inventive and creepy
really?
And good. Yeah.
Really? That's not at all what I would have expected from that.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
The studio, I feel like they're not quite sure what to do with it because on their blog, they were trying to encourage people to dress up as the Black Swan for Halloween. And I just kind of thought, okay, well, first of all, the movie is not out yet. And second of all, who's going to recognize the Natalie Portman Black Swan Halloween costume? You know, it's not Scream. It's not Freddy Krueger, you know. But I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, now I kind of want to see that.
That
was not on my list. But you know what was on my list?
Okay.
Something that I think they pushed back the release date a few times for. I Love You, Philip Morris.
Oh, yes.
I feel like that was supposed to come out some other time. But now it's going to actually come out in December.
Mm-hmm.
And that stars Ewan McGregor and Jim Carrey.
And Jim Carrey.
And it looks completely the opposite of politically correct in every possible way.
Yes.
And I am a big fan of that. Push those boundaries.
Agree.
And just based on the previews and what I've read about it, it's about Jim Carrey living kind of a perfect Christian middle class suburban life.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point realizing he's gay.
Right.
And then also being in jail. And then falling in love with Ewan McGregor in jail,
right.
I believe.
Oh, they meet in jail. That's right. The cellmates. That's right.
Yeah, where they have a wonderful cell block affair.
Okay. As you do.
And there's lies and there's role playing and there's all sorts of other nonsense that seems to happen in all of this. And it just looks completely offensive in every way. And I'm really excited about it.
I think
it's going to be really funny.
Yeah.
Or I might just cringe the whole time. But
you never know.
I can't tell.
Jim Carrey, I go very back and forth on Jim Carrey. I actually like him better when he's doing a semi-serious role like Truman Show or something.
Oh, he was great in that. And Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Eternal Sunshine.
Loved him in that.
He's great in that. I find him mostly irritating and a little discomforting for some reason. He's a little too rubber-faced for me or something in his comedy movies. Things like The Mask or I saw Yes Man with him and Zooey Deschanel. And he's a little bit more, again, he's a little bit more tamped down in that one, which I think I like when he's playing sort of a more real person. But you never know. This could be a really good role for him. It sounds really interesting.
It sounds interesting, yeah. But, I mean, I think that your reservations are I can understand where you're coming from.
Sure.
He frequently goes too far into the irritating realm, actually.
Yes,
so
I totally
we're
agree.
Hoping I'm hoping it's not so irritating so much as just ridiculous.
Right.
Ridiculous.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. okay, so I'm going to for my third movie, I'm going to choose a more serious film.
Really, another movie about ballerinas, perhaps?
No, it's not. This is the opposite of ballerinas, or well, I don't know. It's maybe not. It's True Grit, the Coen Brothers film.
That's on my list, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
I figured True Grit would be on both our lists, right?
Okay, you tell me why it's on your list, and then I'll tell you why it's on mine.
Okay, here's why. I think Westerns are interesting. I love Westerns. They don't succeed at the box office almost ever. I mean, the last major Western, I think, which got Oscars, you know, a few Oscars and also did well at the box office was probably Dances with Wolves, right?
Yeah.
You could maybe call
not a good movie, by the way.
No. Well, actually, I liked Dances with Wolves. I thought it was like a good, solid Hollywood film. I was fine with it. All right, you didn't like it. I understand the Kevin Costner problem.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. Anyway, I think True Grit looks really interesting. I think it sounds like a good role for Jeff Bridges playing the Rooster Cogburn role that John Wayne made so famous. I have not seen the John Wayne film.
Neither have I.
You're right.
And I don't even know the plot except for what I've seen in the previews, actually.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I did to brush up because I had no idea this was true, but the movie is based on a novel, which apparently had like a pretty good critical standing in its day. I mean, it came out very shortly before the film. The novel was made into a movie very quickly afterwards. So, of course, they re-released the novel. I found it in the Strand the other day and picked it up and read it, and it was flat out fantastic. It's
wow.
Like the novel is,
you know,
like,
you're not supposed to read the novel before the movie though, Rafer.
You kind of have to though.
No,
with
because
these things.
If you read the novel before the movie, you're going to be so sad when you see the movie, right?
I know. And I usually try not to, but it's just doing my homework for this. I got to read the novel. I got to see the original John Wayne movie. Then I got to see the remake. There's a lot of cramming to do. And I figured I'd kick the novel out of the way, you know, as quick as I could. The novel's fantastic. It's by a guy named Charles Portis. I don't know much about him. He's American. He worked as a journalist in London.
I'm going to have to borrow it when you're done.
It's amazingly good. So anyway, I'm very curious to see the Coen Brothers remake. And I think they're being specific in saying they're not remaking the movie. They're adapting the novel.
Ooh,
it's
interesting.
It's a fine line. Yeah.
Well, my reasons for seeing it are not as scholarly. I've done very little research compared to you.
But I
love a movie with a 13-year-old girl kicking ass.
Yes, I totally agree. Yeah.
It's a revenge movie. She's out for blood.
Exactly. She's looking for the man who shot her paw.
Yeah.
Right.
And who doesn't love that? A 13-year-old girl with a gun.
Totally.
Love it.
Totally.
And I also like the Coen Brothers a lot. Sometimes they miss their mark a little bit, but I think
they
always make a really great attempt at trying to do whatever they're trying to do. They're also my Minnesota brothers.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Got to support my Minnesota brethren.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, okay, let's each give one more film that we're looking forward to. Just one more.
Okay. Yep. All right. You go.
All right. It's a guilty pleasure, but every time I see a preview for this, I laugh my head off to the point of snorting.
Okay.
Snort laughing. Meet the Fockers.
Oh, no.
I just cannot get enough of that. Like, that wonderful chemistry between De Niro and Ben Stiller.
De Niro
actually, or maybe I just like watching people yell at Ben Stiller. Maybe that's what it comes down to. And De Niro has no patience for Ben Stiller. And then you throw in a little Barbara Streisand and you throw in a little bit of wacky antics.
Yes,
and it's all just so stupid.
Yes, I agree.
It's so stupid. And you know what? I'm really looking forward to that.
All right.
Okay. What's your last one?
My last one is Tron Legacy.
Ah!
I'm really looking forward to it. I really want to see how they're going to take this 30-something. What was the original of Tron was 82. What is that? 38? How many years is that?
I think that's 28.
28?
Years
I can't.
Yeah,
I can't. I have no. I actually used to program computers, but I could never add or subtract. Okay. So, but I mean, this decades-old flop, you know, of course they've jazzed up the effects. They've jazzed up the music. You know, it's still Jeff Bridges in the role as Kevin Flynn, the guy who is trapped in the computer. The big problem with the original Tron was the crappy looking computer effects. They were boring to look at. There was nothing for your eye. It was just
fell asleep. Yeah.
Yeah. It was colors against a black screen. This time they've gone for the ever fashionable, you know, space station / nightclub look, right? So the cool blue lighting everywhere, the hot chicks in tight suits, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm just looking forward to it. I want to see what they're going to do.
Oh, God. I am dreading that movie. But I have a feeling, well, I'll have no choice but to see it.
Oh, you're going to see it. All right.
Oh, thank you, Rafer. Thank you for telling me what I'm going to enjoy next. All right. Well, that's our holiday movie preview.
Indeed.
Thank you, Rafer.
Thanks, Kristen.
If you want to get regular updates from Movie Date or give us suggestions, text the word movies to 69866.
And, Kristen, you can become a fan of Movie Date on Facebook if you want to give us feedback on the podcast or suggest the movies that we should see next.
Excellent.